WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Few contemporary operas have received as much attention as Nixon in China. It's been performed at the Houston Grand Opera, the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and the Kennedy Center. It's been shown on television and attacked in People magazine. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new original cast recording of the opera.
I love the idea of Nixon in China, an American opera with an important American subject. As Walter Cronkite said in his introduction to the recent PBS telecast, if there are operas about kings, czars, and pharaohs, why not an opera about a president of the United States? The title itself suggests a mixture of the witty heroics of Handel's Julius Caesar in Egypt and the buffoonery of Rossini's two comedies of cross-cultural misunderstanding, The Turk in Italy and The Italian Girl in Algiers. Nixon in China focuses on the most glorious moment in the career of one of our most inglorious presidents. Composer John Adams, librettist Alice Goodman, and director Peter Sellers, who first suggested this subject, have struck an impressive balance between humanizing and satirizing their hero and the opera's other key characters, Pat Nixon, Zhou Enlai, Mao Zedong, and his wife Zheng Qing. Only Henry Kissinger remains a caricature. Yet all these larger-than-life public personages shrink in the tidal wave of history that engulfs them. This turns out to be very moving. Zhou Enlai sings at the end, "We fight, we die, and if we do not fight, we die." The young American cast is amazing. James Maddalena gives a stunning impersonation of Richard Nixon. 8 years ago, he sang Don Giovanni in Peter Sellers' first opera production. It's almost inconceivable that the same performer could portray such opposite roles. As Nixon, he reveals the dark pathos of Nixon's inner life, his obsessions, his bewildered paranoia, his naivete, his shrewdness, his dogged self-absorption. Carol Ann Page doesn't have Maddalena's vocal weight, but she too is extremely poignant as the unloved Pat. John Dykers is the powerfully inscrutable and all too politically scrutable Mao. Trudy Ellen Craney makes something terrifying out of the shrill coloratura she is given to sing as Zheng Qing. And Sanford Sylvan's Zhou Enlai is the philosophical still center, noble and wise and resigned.
I am old and cannot sleep forever like the young.
When I saw Nixon in China on stage, I was most impressed by the production, the singers, and the libretto. This new recording, however, makes a strong argument for the music. Conductor Ato DeVart gets brilliant results from the chorus and the wonderful orchestra of St. Luke's. The words and textures emerge with eloquent clarity. Adams's minimalism is colorful, touching at times, and gripping. Its insistent repetitions are like musical Morse code bulletins from the front. But it can also get strained and monotonous. The long meeting scene between Mao and Nixon gets tedious. The music can't seem to bend to the complexities of political discussion, the way Verdi's can, for example, in King Philip's scene with the Grand Inquisitor in Don Carlo. I wish there was more room for the vein of moving lyricism that finally emerges in the last scene, when the characters are left alone to ponder both the day and their own life histories from their inevitably isolated beds.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the original cast recording of Nixon in China on the Nonesuch label. This is Fresh Air.